Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. The United States saw 22,000 new jobs added in July, far lower than the 186,000 jobs added monthly on average in 2024. And some of the jobs posted aren't even real. They're put up by AI, or are ghost positions, which companies put up in case they have to hire for a role that's currently filled. Gen Z job seekers are having a particularly difficult time finding work out of college. They're ghosted, put through 5 interview-long processes, and made to wait weeks for responses. On this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee sits down with University of Delaware Learner Career Services Director Jill Ponte to discuss how Gen Z job seekers and their potential employers can better get through the hiring process.
Can you just talk about what's going on in terms of the hiring space for Gen Z? What does that look like right now?
The word that I use to describe kind of what's going on right now is it's a little wonky. The job market right now, it's stressed. There's certainly a slowdown in the amount of jobs that are out there that employers are hiring for. The job process itself is much longer than it's ever been before, at least in my lifetime. So from, you know, the time that you apply to the time that you maybe even get an interview is increased, you know, 2 to 3 times. And I think overall, it's a tough job market. However, there's still opportunity out there, especially for this generation, these rising leaders. Has it slowed down? Yes. Is it longer? Yes. Is there still opportunity out there? Absolutely. But you have to kind of sift through it, and that takes a lot of time and energy. It can be a little defeating, a little deflating as well. And so I think you have to have a lot of perseverance and a lot of energy to keep moving in this job market. There's so much negativity in the headlines these days, right? And I'm saying it right now. Jobs are down. The process is longer. And so I think you do also have a lot of people out there that have given up before they've even tried. The biggest advice that I can give for any job seeker is to keep with it and to surround yourself with a community of people who are going to provide you encouragement, provide you with mentorship, provide you with some coaching.
Can you talk about what the job market looks like in Delaware specifically for young people? But what are you seeing from potentially students here looking or people reaching out to you who are from or in Delaware? Yeah. What are we seeing around here?
I think it's the same everywhere, right? I mean, the job market is a little stressed. We're not seeing, we are seeing a lot of opportunity out there. And if I can sort of, you know, maybe talk about the Lerner College just a little bit in University of Delaware, the students here, you're a Gen Z, the students are motivated. They want to get experience. They have an incredible entrepreneurial mindset. They want to get experience the minute they step on campus as a first-year student. And they want to have mentorship and they want to have people lead them. And we have some great partnerships with companies, especially with our newly launched Lerner Co-op program. So our co-op program we just launched last year, and these are solely working with companies in the state of Delaware who want to hire a student for a longer internship. So not just like your typical 8-10 week summer internship. This is like a year-long internship. But again, we saw almost 200 employers at our career fair last week. We saw almost 50 employers at our finance, information, systems, and accounting-focused career fair 2 weeks prior to that. So we're still seeing employers coming, they're hiring, they're wanting to engage with students, and we're seeing the students, the Gen Zers, just taking hold of every single opportunity that they can to especially getting in front of those employers and getting that personal touch.
I don't want to focus on just the negative, but there is a lot of negative to talk about. You know, we're seeing in August, we saw unemployment go up by 4.3%. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And we lost 13,000 jobs in June. We're also seeing fewer new jobs coming up. So it was an average of 27,000 the last 4 months compared to 186,000 average a month in 2024. That's a pretty steep decline. Can you talk a little bit about What does that look like for the average person experiencing that?
On top of all of that, you also have a significant percentage of jobs that are out there that are actually, they're fake. Meaning that employers are either posting jobs, but they don't have any budget or intention to hire, or you have actual fake postings that are put up by AI or things. So not only are things decreasing, but now you have, I read recently, anywhere between, 18 to 36% of jobs that are posted out there are these fake job postings, or that the job just, it's an evergreen job and it's been up for 2 years and people are just collecting resumes. You're already going through a whole bunch of stuff. You're trying to sift through jobs, making sure, is this an actual job? Are they actually hiring? Let me look at the company. Let me see if I can find somebody at the company that I can actually talk to instead of going through, just like an AI screening. But a lot of companies right now, they've taken a little of that personal touch outside of the job hiring, meaning they're utilizing AI tools to screen resumes. They're using AI tools to screen like an initial interview. And again, as a job seeker, it's super frustrating because then there's nobody that I can talk with and there's nobody that I can reach out to inquire about my job. I can just keep refreshing my browser and seeing if the status has changed on my application. So I'm a big believer in never sit and wait. Let's take some action. We have a lot of jobs out there that are actually real. Let's start applying to those. Let's start following those companies on any, whatever social media that you have. If it's LinkedIn, if it's Instagram, I'm a big proponent of LinkedIn. Let's start following those companies. Let's see what sort of connections that we can make. Let's utilize the people that we're connected to. Let's post on LinkedIn and tag that company that you just applied to that position. Let's put yourself out there. Let's work with our university alumni relations, our career services centers to see what sort of connections that they have. Job fairs that are public so you can actually go in and talk to somebody and kind of get a feel for what their hiring process is like. So never sit and wait. Always move forward and keep organized.
I'm part of Gen Z. I've experienced this when I was looking for jobs about a year and a half ago. At this point, I had a spreadsheet that had every single job that I'd applied to and whether or not I'd sent a follow-up email, whether or not I had connected with, searching for alumni who work there. I have a friend who she's been looking for 4 months at this point, which yeah. I have other friends who have looked longer, but she's just hitting roadblock after roadblock. So what can, I guess I'll ask from the employer perspective, what do we want to see from employers? How do we want to see improvements on their side?
What you're describing is so true and what is happening. There's a lot of mistrust in the whole hiring process on both sides, right? And so no one's really playing nice in the sandbox right now, or so it seems. For me, if I could, have influence over employers and their recruitment and hiring process, one, I'm not a big fan in having AI being used as the first screen. Now, for large companies who may not have the HR resources, they don't have the people, they don't have the bandwidth to be able to read through every single resume, I get that. I think the second step, which I think is really key, is transparency on the employer side. So start from the beginning, transparency in your job description. How long typically from application to hiring does it take for a candidate to get through? And then what are some of the steps in there? Also put on there, what steps have candidates taken that have been successful? Whether or not they've done certain things to their resume, how they've prepared for their interview, things that they've researched about the company to be able to answer that question, why do you want to work for us? Put the tips on there. Don't make it difficult.
So what I'm hearing is, treating AI as rather than the complete first step, AI would be a supplement to the human, first eyes on resumes.
Absolutely. I do think, AI is here. It helps us in our everyday jobs. At least I know it does, for me. But I do think in the hiring process, it has to be a hybrid approach. It cannot just be all or nothing. make the adjustments to your resume in order to get through our AI screening. So for example, some AI screening tools that candidates use cannot read tables. They can't read graphics.
From the employee's perspective, what can Gen Z hopeful workers do, which you've kind of touched on, you know, check for if there are ways that they can adapt their resume. But let's say that's not the case, which at least in my experience, none of the jobs that I applied to had. If we use an AI screen, do XYZ in order to improve your chances, what can we do in that probably traditional and most common situation to get through?
I love that you use the word traditional because I do find that employers are a little behind in kind of updating their hiring practices. And again, they're missing out on some amazing candidates. And so, right, we can't change that overnight. Find a mentor, find somebody or multiple people that can almost serve as, for lack of a better word, your executive board. Somebody that is going to check in on you every day or every other day. This is not just your best friend. Maybe it is a former coworker. Maybe it's a professor. What I'm really trying to say is don't do this alone.
So a lot of what I'm hearing is that from the employer and the prospective employee side, from the Gen Z to, you know, whoever's hiring us, is to lean more on people. Can you talk a little bit about why it's important to lean on the people around you when we're talking about career?
The job search is exhausting. And how do you stay motivated, right? And if you're doing this alone, you know, sooner or later, the pep talks that you're giving yourself are just now, they may be spiraling into negative comments. You need to have people to listen to you. You need to have people to advocate for you. When you start putting yourself out there, making yourself maybe a little bit vulnerable, I know it doesn't feel good, but asking for help, I think people are going to want to rally around you and be able to help in any way that they can do. That's why I tell people too, if you're looking for a job, blast it out on social media. If it's not a secret, right? If you're not currently employed and you want to keep it from your current employer, but if you don't care who knows that you need a job, put it out everywhere. TikTok, LinkedIn, I don't care. Put a sign on the back of your car looking for a job. Like, I do think that once we put ourselves out there, I think people are going to want to help.
Thanks to University of Delaware Learner Career Services Director Joe Ponte and our Abigail Lee for enlightening us this week.